This is Senator Al Simpson. America's manufacturing industry is making some giant strides to export its goods overseas. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you are always the true prince of darkness when it comes to ever seeing any ray of hope for the economy. After all, a bad, deep, serious recession is the best political ploy the old Democrats could have in next year's election. All the same, American manufacturing has tooled up and found good export markets for their products overseas. Since 1986, American exports of manufactured goods have increased 76%. Helped out by a weaker dollar abroad and new technology that lowers the cost of production, American companies are regaining the competitive edge in Japan and Europe. Sorry to bust your bubble, Ted, but America's just not going to sit on its bum and hope the recession goes away. As we say in Wyoming, Ted, you can pray for rain or you can irrigate. The choice is yours. I'll get out your dusty old umbrella.
Al, your cheerleading for the economy is wearing thin. Nobody wants the recession to get worse, but with this administration's mismanagement, it probably will. As Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan said the other day, the economy is still declining, but the descent is not as steep. That's hardly good news. If you're sick and your temperature goes from 101 to 103 and then to 104, you're not getting better because you're getting sicker at a slower rate. You'd better rub your rabbit's foot a little harder, Al, if you think exports will lead a recovery. They represent only 16% of GNP. That's a small engine to pull this big economy out of the recession. Part of the problem is, Al, we have a do-nothing president on too many domestic issues. You can't use foreign policy to jumpstart the economy. We need an anti-recession policy, Al. Why can't you Republicans see that? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.